Since the death of Freddie Gray and the protests that followed last April, WYPR has been looking at police-community relations in Baltimore. A few weeks ago, the first graduates of an 8-hour foot patrol refresher class took to the streets. The class is an effort to improve relations between the police and citizens in the city. Each officer is encouraged to walk foot at some point during their 10-hour shift. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more in the latest installment of our series, On the Watch, fixing the fractured relationship between Baltimore's police and its communities.
I'm sorry, what did you say your last name was again?
Madden.
Madden, okay.
Officer Zachary Novak has taken the new foot patrol refresher course, and now we're getting into his squad car and heading out.
And away we go.
Novak says walking a beat is a hallmark of policing. He says it makes him proud to do it.
How many people am I going to meet if I'm just cruising around like this, just waiting for the next call to come in? Probably next to none.
So Novak drives to the first beat he was assigned to when he got out of the academy 4 years ago.
So when I first came out, I was 721 post of the Western District.
The Western was Freddie Gray's district. It's where he lived, was arrested, where many of his neighbors last saw him alive. Despite the high crime rate, the vacant lots, and abandoned houses, it's where Novak wants to walk.
And a big part of what you have to do with policing is be the visible face of your community. You can't always engage people when they're in the suspect role or victim role.
And you come back here regularly? This is something
I would like to. In my dream world, this would always be my post.
There aren't many people out this morning. Novak slowly walks the neighborhood and stops at a lamppost.
Notice all this stuff here?
Names and symbols are scribbled in black and blue Sharpies on the metal post.
And I'll show you the names as we go. Derek Jackson, he was Baltimore City number one wanted not too long ago. They think they got him for murder. See the nickname Fathead? Her name was Katira Drummond. She was killed right up front of Bill's Place. I think that's 1500 Baltimore. It's a local restaurant. These are actually really good places to get intelligence. That's when you start to learn nicknames, because everybody has a nickname. And it's easier to learn nicknames when you're a post officer, because you might hear them more often. Ma, how we doing?
We turn to go into a liquor store on the corner.
How you doing, Ma? Everything good? Any problems today at all? All right, well, I'll be out around if you need anything, okay? All right. Hey, let me just take this call real quick. I'm waiting on somebody.
Novak's phone goes off.
Hello? 11:30? Sure. I could be there at 11:30. It's no problem. All right, sounds good. Bye. Okay, so that was somebody from Bon Secours.
Novak says the call was about a mentally ill man who called 911 that morning to report a breaking and entering. Turns out the man wasn't taking his meds, and there were no signs of a B&E. Novak saw that he was taken to a hospital, but he wanted to make sure the man got what he needed. If Novak gets pulled to the hospital, he'll be tied up for at least an hour. He says the volume of 911 calls he gets has him bouncing around the city throughout his shift. Sure enough, another call comes in.
23, I'm going to be responding.
After the second call, Officer Novak and I hurry back to the squad car. The foot patrol is over now. It lasted about 30 minutes.
That's the biggest frustration from my standpoint. On the police side, people want to be that officer that engages the community on a day-to-day basis, but it's pretty hard to when you're chasing the radio.
The department says officers are expected to get out of their cars and walk foot when feasible, but there's not as many officers as there used to be. Whereas in 2012, Baltimore was among the top cities with the greatest police presence nationwide. Last year, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, the Baltimore Police Department had a cop-to-citizen ratio not seen since 1993, at the height of the drug war. Experts see a number of problems with Baltimore's approach to foot patrol. I call one of them.
Jerry Ratcliffe.
A professor of criminal justice at Temple University and a former London cop. He studied foot patrols in Philly for years.
Foot patrols are a great way for building a relationship with the community.
But a number of things have to be in place.
Generally, places that have done it successfully have dedicated officers for the entire shift to be on foot patrol, rather than just asking officers to get out of their cars every now and again. And in some areas, we have permanent foot patrols across the city of Philadelphia, and I think that's much more effective.
Ratcliffe says Baltimore is not having assigned beats for foot patrol officers or any cops for that matter, is another problem. Officers go where they can, when they can. They're not really building relationships. It can be complicated, Ratcliffe points out. The Philly Foot Patrols showed a 23% reduction in violent crime. But, he says, there was more stop and frisk.
The evidence suggests that the officers were able to do that in Philadelphia by significantly increasing the number of pedestrian stops.
Finally, he says, selecting the right officer for foot patrol duty is crucial.
Police officers have different skills in different areas. Foot patrol is another activity. You need to select the right officers who want to do the job, who actually want to go out and spend time talking to people and helping them.
Back in the Western District, Officer Novak seems like the kind of officer suited for foot patrol. He says it gives him the opportunity to be a better cop. He tells me about a time he was out of his car, just stretching his legs.
And a lady walks by, and she gave me like one of those knowing eyes, and she dropped a piece of paper and just kept walking like it was nothing. And bent over and picked up the piece of paper real quick, and it said, "Look inside the tree with a hole in it on the block."
There was a pack of drugs inside.
Would I have seen that if I wasn't on foot that day? Absolutely not. Because I would have just drove by, and when she had the opportunity to drop like the note to tell me, no.
Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says by the end of the year, every veteran officer on the force will have taken the Foot Patrol refresher class. But there's no timeline to establish permanent beats or make the Foot Patrols mandatory. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.